It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. This weekend, the Maximum Ames Music Festival took place, featuring about 100 bands from around the country and Iowa. It's organized by two Iowa musicians who also run a record label under the same name. They started this event 4 years ago to expose the label's Iowa-based musicians to larger audiences, but now they're changing their strategy.
It's an honor to be playing in a beautiful city. I understand 150 years, is that correct?
In the Octagon Center for the Arts in downtown Ames, about 175 people are listening to the festival's headliner, Low, a band from Duluth, Minnesota, a town with a similar population to Ames. Low is an alternative band that's been a cult favorite in the indie music scene since the 1990s. Alan Sparhawk is the band's guitarist and shares vocal duties with his wife. And they know a thing or two about nurturing a small Midwestern town's music scene. Music is how they make a living, and Sparhawk says all it takes to get a scene started is a couple of people who love their community and are willing to sacrifice a lot of their time.
And that sparks things. It creates the opportunity, makes an easier path for maybe a next generation of people who are creative or have an inkling to do something different. You know, if there's already a community or even just the sense that, yeah, you can do that. You can do that right here. That's magic. That's flipping on the switch for some kids.
For Ames, Nate Logsden is one of those people sacrificing a lot of his time. He's co-director of the festival.
The scale that we're talking about, it's a lot different than Lollapalooza or Bonnaroo, where there's, you know, a giant stage and Elton John is up there playing $1 million piano and everything. It's not like that. We draw extremely reputable talent to our town, and then we put that talent in very, very intimate, engaging environments.
In addition to working with the festival and the label, Logsden is a local musician and manages a music club in Ames. Logsden says the idea for the Maximum Ames Music Festival and the label would not have happened if he hadn't booked the band Christopher the Conquered.
Then I just stop by this lady. She says, "You look good, baby. Maybe you could say it because I really do not know where I am."
At this time, Christopher Ford was an electrical engineer, and music was just a hobby. Ford says he spent a lot of his lunch breaks with Logsden talking about how they could release Iowa music on their own label.
I was just like, man, there's just amazing songwriters and some people I'm just like convinced that they're so good. And then, you know, the album is just not, the production on the album's not quite there, and it's not anybody's fault. It's just like nobody has any money to make records, and they're, you know, you're just learning as you go.
If I can fix the sunshine.
There's no genre associated to what Maximum Ames releases. Ford says it's more about the energy and effort the band puts into their art. Ford says their early goals seemed simple enough.
There's 3 million people in the state of Iowa. How do we get 500 of them to buy a record? That's our goal, you know? That's a very, very small percentage. That should be, like, so easy, but it's not at all.
Ford says the most any individual album on the label has sold is less than 1,000 copies. And the festival gives their label the most visibility. And now they're hoping to push it to the next level.
Everything we've done so far now has been more niche in terms of the scale we're doing it. We're still going to release stuff like that so we can release progressive underground things and also reissues and small market sort of things. But then we're also going to be looking for those Iowa artists that merit a much bigger investment.
Ford and Logsden say they've put their finger on a model that works for the label and the festival. Now they just need the capital to keep Iowa's music scene growing. This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.
All the children in the world.